This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In podcast network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to this, a new episode of Cinema Recall Unfiltered over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, The Vern, and I'm only going to spend just a few minutes discussing the recent Golden Globe nominations. I'm sure you have read everything on other sites and have listened to other people's viewpoints, but these are mine and I'm not going to get into the categories. If you want to read the categories, go onto the site thatmomentin.com, but I'm pretty sure you view the nominations on every other platform, but here are my few issues here, alright? Let's first of all start with the fact that Hereditary did not pick up a single award nomination. Nothing for Toni Collette, or for Alice Wolff, or for director Ari Aster, nothing. And I feel like this is one of the best horror films in recent memory. I'm just really kind of flabbergasted that this did not pick up any award love. The other one that I'm really kind of surprised did not pick up any award love was Widows, Steve McQueen's latest heist drama with Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah, nothing for a screenplay for Gillian Flynn, direction Steve McQueen, nothing at all. No cast members, not even like Liam Neeson got nominated in this, even though this is a heavily female cast. And then the third one I'm really kind of surprised did not pick up any award love was Sorry to Bother You. This is Bruce Riley, very absurd comedy with Lakeith Stanfield and Tessa Thompson. Really kind of surprised that this did not pick up any award love at all. Just of all the nominees, this did not pick up, you know, any. And god damn it, Bohemian Rhapsody picks up at least two for best motion picture drama and best actor. Now, I get the best actor because Rami Malek did a really good job in his role as Freddie Mercury, but the movie itself does not need to be nominated for anything. It's just so paint-by-the-numbers biopic. I mean, god damn it, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, did a much better version of that story, and that was not nominated for an award. Maybe it was, but it was definitely not nominated for Best Drama, which is where Bohemian Rhapsody is, and I don't really get that. The other issues I have is, I get why Black Panther is there, but I kind of feel like that's there for mainly popularity sakes, alright? I don't get why this needs to be for Best Drama. It doesn't feel that much of a drama to me. It just feels like your average superhero action flick. In fact, if you're gonna nominate Black Panther, why can't you nominate any of the actors or the director, Ryan Coogler? I just kind of feel like that's put up there just to make the masses happy. Like, hey, look, Black Panther's in the award shows now. Oh, we're happy now. We can shut up and not complain anymore. I do like the fact that Elsie Fisher from 8th Grade got nominated for Best Actress in a Motion Picture Comedy. I find that to be kind of cool to see, and I'm hoping she kind of wins because she's definitely up against like a good group of people in there. Another kind of big snub, and maybe not much of a snub, is I'm kind of surprised that Suspiria didn't at least get a Best Motion Picture Score nomination. And I would love to see Tilda Swinton get a nomination for that movie just because of what she put through with that. I'm hoping that movie will pick up some more Academy Award love, especially for like Best Makeup. That's really kind of it right now. I have no big issues with any of the other awards on here just because I have not seen them all. But I'm hoping to change that soon. Yeah, Crazy Rich Asians for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Yeah, same thing with Green Book, though seems to be, like, really plain to award lovers. Yeah, that's gonna end my episode here, folks. Just wanted to touch base on what I feel were kind of big snubs for the awards nominations here. But like I said before, folks, it really doesn't matter at the end. Love a movie or hate a movie. Trust me, there's going to be a lot of movies. Fucking, I can't even talk right now. There's going to be a lot of movies that are going to be in, like, my top 10 that are probably never going to be up for an award here, alright? Like, right now, one of my favorite movies of the year is Assassination Nation, and that's not going to win any award love at all, alright? Hey, I'm the guy who picked Mother as his favorite movie in 2017. That got no award love either, alright? So, I'm not surprised, but anyways, folks, that's it right now. Thank you very much for listening to me rant and rave a little bit about the Golden Globes. As always, listen to all of our more regular episodes over at thatmomentin.com. This is just kind of a 5-minute rant, and it's kind of going over the rant right now, but yeah, go to That Moment In. We're on, like, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, I think, a whole bunch of other shows. We are on a network with a bunch of other great podcast shows, TV Good, Sleep Bad, Asian Cinema Film Club, Game Warp, and Cinema Recap. Speaking of Cinema Recap, I know that both Mark and John will give you their thoughts on the Golden Globe nominations when their show premieres, and they'll be much more articulate than I am. But anyways, folks, that's it for right now. We are on Twitter at @cinema_recall. Facebook, just type in Cinema Recall. Anyways, folks, good night. I'm the Vern. I'm going off. Bye.